Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too. Last week, we talked about a man named Lazarus. He lived in Bethany with his sisters Mary and Martha. Jesus loved Lazarus and his sisters, and they loved Jesus. Lazarus became very sick. The Savior was in another town. Mary and Martha sent word to him that Lazarus was sick. The Savior asked his disciples to go with him to help Lazarus. The disciples were afraid to go to Bethany. It was near Jerusalem. Some people in Jerusalem wanted to kill Jesus. Jesus told his disciples that Lazarus was dead. He said that he would bring him back to life. This miracle would help the disciples know that he was the Savior. Jesus went to Bethany. When he got there, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Martha told Jesus that Lazarus would still be alive if he had come sooner. Jesus said Lazarus would live again. He asked Martha if she believed him. Martha said yes. She knew that Jesus was the Savior. Martha left Jesus to get her sister Mary. Mary went to meet Jesus too. Many people followed her. Mary knelt crying at the Savior's feet. The people with her were also crying. Jesus asked where Lazarus's body was. Jesus went to the cave where Lazarus was buried. There was a stone in front of it. He told the people to move the stone. Jesus looked up. He thanked Heavenly Father for hearing his prayers. Then, in a loud voice, Jesus told Lazarus to come out of the cave. Lazarus walked out. Many of the people who saw the miracle now believed that Jesus was the Savior. We also discussed how the Pharisees thought that everyone would believe in Jesus after he rose Lazarus from the dead, and how they were afraid that no one would listen to them. The Pharisees planned a way to kill Jesus. They waited for him to come to Jerusalem for the Passover feast. Jesus went to Jerusalem. Many people heard that he was coming and went to meet him. Jesus rode a young donkey into the city. A prophet had written that the Son of God would do this. Many people believed that Jesus was the Son of God. They put palm branches and some of their clothes on the ground for him to ride over. They shouted Hosanna and said that Jesus was their king. People in Jerusalem came to see what was happening. They asked who Jesus was. People in the crowd told them that he was a prophet from Nazareth. The Pharisees were angry. They did not want people to believe that Jesus was the Savior. Jesus knew the Pharisees wanted to kill him. Jesus told his disciples that he would soon die. He would suffer for the sins of all people and then die on a cross. He was the Savior of the world. This was why he had come to earth.
He died on Calvary's lonely hill.
Today we are going to read and talk about two special stories from the teachings of Jesus. The first will teach us an important lesson about what the Savior asks us to do if we would follow him. The second story will help us realize that as we try harder and harder to follow him, we will be more and more prepared to be with him again one day. Turn with us to chapter 45, The Widow's Mite, on page 113, and follow along as we read together.
Jesus went to the temple in Jerusalem. He watched as people gave money for the church. Many rich people gave a lot of money.
A poor widow gave two pieces of money called mites. It was not very much money, but it was all the money she had.
Jesus saw the widow and told the disciples what she had done. He said the rich people had given a greater amount of money than she had, but they had more to give.
The widow had no more money. She gave all that she had. She gave more to God than all the rich people.
When Jesus went to the temple, what were the people doing? Charlotte?
Giving money to the church.
And why was the widow unable to give as much money as the other people? Chloe?
Because she was poor.
She was very poor. Right. What was special about the little bit of money that the widow gave to the church? Julia?
It was special because the little money she gave was all she had.
What do you think Jesus wanted his disciples to learn from the actions of the old woman?
Shana. She sacrificed more than the rich people had.
And so what did Jesus want us to learn then?
That we can sacrifice things.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly right. So who gave more money to the church, the rich people or the widow? Alicia?
The rich people.
Right, because they had more to give, right, Alicia?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So even though the rich people gave more money, why did Jesus say the widow gave more to God than they did, Dylan?
Because that was all the money she had.
Right. That'd be hard, wouldn't it? Yes. How did the poor widow show her love for the Lord? Julia?
Because she was giving all she had while the rich people were only giving a small portion of what they had.
Right. How did the poor widow show her love for the Lord then? Alicia?
She gave all that she had.
Perfect. That's right. So besides money, what are some other important things we can give to the Lord? Because little children don't have a lot of money. What are some other things we can give? Dylan?
Precious time.
Oh, exactly. I love that. Charlotte?
I love.
Our love. Perfect. Chloe?
Prayers and thanks.
Oh, I love that. Giving thanks is so important, isn't it? Why is it important for us to be willing to give all that we have to Heavenly Father and Jesus? Why is that so important? Alicia?
Because that shows that we love him.
It sure does. It shows that we love him. Charlotte?
So we can be with him again.
Right. Dylan, did you have something to add?
He's our Savior.
He is, exactly.
Will the world
If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the special gift that the righteous widow gave to the Lord. We can be like her if we are willing to give the things that we have to help bless those around us. During his life, the Savior taught us that when we are serving others, we are serving Heavenly Father as well. Giving of ourselves will help us draw closer to Heavenly Father and our Savior, and it will help us prepare to see them again. Now we're going to learn about a very special promise that Jesus made to his people. But first, I want to ask a question. How do you think it would have felt to live on the earth during Jesus' life? How do you think that would have felt, Dylan?
I would say kind of scary because all the people who wanted to kill Jesus and happy because you get to see him.
Right. It's kind of both ways, right? You're worried for him, but at the same time, you're so happy. What else? How else would you feel to live at the time of Jesus?
Grateful.
Grateful? Why grateful?
Because so we could see Jesus.
So you'd be happy and grateful that you were there at that time?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Just like Jesus promised that he would visit his other sheep living in other lands, like the Nephites in the Americas, he has also promised that he will come again to live with his followers here on earth. Does anyone know what we call this special event? Julia.
The second coming.
Right. Turn with us to chapter 46, The Second Coming, on page 115, and follow along as we learn more about what Jesus taught us of his second coming.
Jesus was on the Mount of Olives. His disciples wanted to ask Jesus some questions. They asked when the wicked would be destroyed.
They also wanted to know when Jesus would come again. Jesus told them that before his second coming, false prophets would claim to be the Christ.
Many people would follow them, but if his followers obeyed his words, they would not be fooled by the false prophets. They would be saved.
Jesus also said that before he comes again, there will be many wars, famines, terrible sicknesses, and earthquakes. Many people will stop helping others and become wicked.
The gospel will be preached to the whole world, but many people will not listen. The sun will be dark and the moon will not shine and the stars will fall from heaven.
When Jesus Christ comes again, people will see him coming down from the clouds with power and great glory.
He will send his angels to gather the righteous together. We can prepare for the second coming by doing what is right.
When we see the signs Jesus promised, we will know that the Savior's coming is near. No one knows exactly when Jesus will come again. If we are prepared, we can be with him.
What did Jesus' disciples want to know about the wicked people? Dylan?
When they would die.
When they would die, right. Jesus said that before he comes again, there will be many people pretending to be him. What are these people called? Chloe?
False prophets.
Right. Jesus said that before his coming, there would be many false prophets. What did he say his followers needed to do so that they wouldn't be fooled by these false prophets? Julia?
Obey his words.
Right, obey his words. Why do you think that would help?
We get to be with him.
Right, we could be with him. And Julia?
And we'll not be fooled by the false prophets.
I love it. We won't be fooled by them if we're living the right way, right, Dylan?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Jesus said that the people will become very wicked before he comes again. What other bad things did Jesus say would happen before he comes? Chloe, what's one thing?
Earthquakes.
Earthquakes, right. Charlotte?
Sickness.
Sicknesses, Alicia?
Stars will fall from heaven.
Stars will fall from heaven. What else? Julia?
Wars and famines.
Will there be any light from the sun and the moon before he comes? Chloe?
No.
No. What will happen to the stars? Alicia?
They'll fall from heaven.
Exactly, they will. How will Jesus come down from heaven? This is so wonderful. Charlotte?
From the clouds with power and great glory.
Yes, can you imagine what that will look like? Coming down from the clouds with power and great glory. Why will Heavenly Father and Jesus send down the angels during the second coming? Julia?
To gather the righteous.
Yes, that's right. What can we do to prepare for the second coming of our Savior? Chloe?
Do what is right.
Do what is right. That reminds me of the song, Do What Is Right. What does that mean, to do what's right? What are some of the things that we can do that show that we're doing what is right? Charlotte?
Read the scriptures, go to church, pray.
Great. All those things that we know we're supposed to be doing. Julia, did you have something to add?
Keep the commandments.
Keep the commandments, right. That's kind of what do what is right means, yeah. Doesn't it? Great. How are we to know when Jesus will come again? How do we know when he's coming again? Chloe?
When you see the signs he's promised.
Okay, and we do know that those signs will help us to know that he's coming, but do we know exactly when he's coming, Charlotte?
No.
No? What did it teach us about that? Who knows?
We'll see him coming from the cloud.
Right. Well, that's how we'll absolutely know he's coming. Who will know the time that he's coming? Do you know the exact time?
No.
No. Does anyone know the exact time?
No.
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 No. What has he promised us if we are ready and prepared when he comes? Charlotte?
That we can be with him.
Right. What else, Julia?
To have everlasting life.
Exactly. So even though we don't know when he's coming, we have to be...
prepared.
Prepared. Exactly. We have to be prepared for him to come by doing what's right and all those other things.
The future will be bright.
Many church members will have the chance to live here with Jesus during the second coming. Imagine the joy of being here when the Savior comes again. Just like the Nephites did in the Book of Mormon, many will have the chance to see the marks on his hands and his feet, and the wound in his side. They will know through the Holy Ghost that he is the Savior. No one knows when the Savior will come again, but it is up to us to make sure that we are ready to welcome the Savior. We must do our best to follow righteous examples, like the one of the widow in the story we read. If we can show through our actions that we love our Heavenly Father as well as His children, we will be ready to meet the Savior, whether during His second coming or at some other time. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 47, The Ten Virgins.
See you next week!
Scripture Power!